Fleischman Feast Hour, presenting a variety entertainment directed by Rudy Valley.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley and Company. Permit us to do our Christmas greeting early by wishing you right here at the start a happy holiday season. And to present with our greeting these charming people.
Bebe Daniels and Ben Lyon.
Hollywood's happiest couple in a domestic comedy sketch written for them by Mark Lewis.
Lewis and Doty,
veteran comedy team who bring to radio for the first time the song that kept them in vaudeville's top rank for many years.
Val and Ernie Stanton,
our old friends, the English Hillbillies, recently returned from a London engagement.
The English singers of London.
Regarded in concert circles as the foremost interpreters of early English songs, particularly carols. A very Merry Christmas then from the English singers Val and Ernie Stanton, Lewis and Doty, Ben Lyon, and Bebe Daniels.
And Rudy Valley.
And James Wallington. Following the lead given us by Cole Port on last Thursday's program, I felt that you should hear his more tuneful songs from Anything Goes. Tonight's program includes two. My personal choice, I Get a Kick Out of You. Later on, we will play the song which affords Billy Gaxton his chance to protest his love to Bettina Hall all through the night. Kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like that perfume from Spain. I'm sure that if I took even one whiff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Privilege to present Lewis and Doty. Like Gallagher and Sheen, Lewis and Doty acquired a song quite a few years ago. Audiences liked the song so well, they compelled the boys to sing it, and sing it, and sing it. They have in all, they tell me, 92 choruses of Cherubakcha, or Hello, Hello, Hello. We won't hear all 92, but, and this is a fair warning, it's hard to stop the boys once they get going. Consequently, it is with some fear of the consequences that I present Lewis and Doty.
Chitterbuck, chit, chitterbuck, chit. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. We feel like saying hello, hello, hello.
I'm Mike.
I'm Mike.
And just the other night, right near from here, we saw a funny sight. A couple, they were dispossessed. The wife stood there in tears. It was the first time they've been out together in 20 years. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. When you're rich, you'll have relations. Hello, hello, hello.
Chitterbuck,
chitterbuck.
I'm Mike.
I'm Mike.
50 chicks we bought. An egg each day from every chick we thought. Each day an egg was missing, we found after a couple of looks. 49 of them laid eggs, the other one kept the books. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Wings have no expressions. Hello, hello, hello.
Chitterbuck,
chitterbuck, chitterbuck.
I'm Mike.
We both lead happy lives. Cause he and me, we have two clever wives. They speak two different languages. They use them when they must. One language is for company. The other one is for us. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. You can't wear a lawsuit. Hello, hello, hello. Chitterbuck, chip, chitterbuck, chip.
I'm Mike.
Mike.
Now in these modern times, it's funny the way they change the nursery rhymes. Mary had a little lamb to school she always led, and now she takes the lamb to school between two hunks of bread. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. You can't bounce a meatball. Hello, hello, hello.
Chitterbuck,
chip, chitterbuck,
chip.
I'm Mike.
In school we were a fizz. The teacher asked us what a spinal column is. We said, teacher, we know that. We learned that from our brother. Your head sits on one end of it, and you sit on the other. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Fish don't perspire. Hello, hello, hello.
We offer the advice of a physician on a subject that's puzzling to many people. We present Dr. R. E. Lee, Director of Fleischman Health Research. Dr. Lee. Thank you, Mr. Dowling.
Hey, not now.
All right, if you insist, go ahead.
I might, I might.
While walking down the lane, we saw a man who must have been insane. He hit his head with a hammer till we thought it almost dropped. He said, I like it cause it feels so good each time I stop. So, hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Flies ought to stay single. Hello, hello.
The American Society of Songwriters awards a quarterly prize of $2,500 to the outstanding song for the quarter year. My prediction is that Be Still My Heart will come pretty close to taking this prize, as it is one of the loveliest combinations of melody and lyric evolved in a long time. Another popular tune just beginning to get a radio ride is Dancing with My Shadow from the English musical comedy Thank You So Much.
Be still, my heart. I can tell who's knocking at my door. Love has come to say that we must part. Be still, my heart. Just read those eyes, trembling lips that don't know where to start. Even though you know they're telling lies, be still my heart. She hears the rumbling of a drum. It bids her come and she must go. She's leaving me and leaving you for someone new. And though we'll miss her so, we'll never let her know. Don't cry, my heart. Even though our love has gone away, she'll be coming back to us someday. Be still, my heart. Dancing with my shadow, feeling kind of blue. Dancing with my shadow and making believe it's you. Somewhere in a corner, nothing else to do. Dancing with my shadow and making believe it's you. In my dreams, it seems that you're my own again. Then I wake and find that I'm alone again. Dancing with my shadow, feeling kind of blue. Dancing with my shadow and making believe it's
you.
Chitterbuck chip.
They're in again. Chitterbuck chip. I might. Our house is full of pets. A cat, a dog, and lots of cigarettes. One day our cat jumped up and made a great big ball of yarn. And when that cat had kittens, they all had sweaters on. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hot dog stand by you. Hello, hello, hello.
Excuse me, gentlemen, just a moment. We'll continue with the program.
It's all right. Go ahead.
Don't mind us.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's good of you. We present now Mr. and Mrs. Benjamin Lyon, better known as B.B. and Ben. B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon. Their names, I'm sure, are sufficient introduction. Miss Daniels and Mr. Lyon offer tonight a comedy sketch by Mort Lewis, a playlet which considers in a vein anything but serious the problems which may arise in the future if women continue to take the place of men as family breadwinners. The time, 20 years from now, in 1954. The people, Diana Travers, a tired businesswoman, and George, her husband. And since this is 1954, her housekeeper. George is waiting for Diana to come home from the office. The baby is proving troublesome. Ben Lyon and B.B. Daniels.
Falling until I get this thing folded. Where are those darn safety pins? Oh, here they are. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. Junior, dear, put daddy's watch down. Put daddy's watch down, Junior, dear. Put daddy's watch down, dear. Put it down. Oh, now look at my watch. Oh, you act just like your mother when you do that. Now, hold still, Junior. Hold still. Oh, this sad, sick little ookie pookie wookie with a bad little safety pin. Well, Daddy's very sorry. Just a minute. I'll bet that's your sweet little mommy. Now, you lie still while Daddy opens the door for mommy.
I'm coming.
Of course, didn't I tell you that was your sweet little mommy?
When I knock at the door,
door, why do you take all year to answer it?
Maybe you think I haven't anything to do.
Oh,
maybe you think...
Oh, you make more fuss over the little things you have to do at home than I do slaving at the office all day.
Little things? Why, do you know what I did today? I scrubbed the kitchen floor, went marketing, put up the preserves, had an argument with the grocer, and then the plumbing broke, and I had to send for the plumber.
I suppose that ice woman was here, too.
Oh, now, don't be sarcastic. I washed Junior's clothes, and... Oh, Junior was so naughty.
Well, darling, when I'm making a little more money, we'll hire a nurse for Junior.
Nurse? Nurse, nothing. What that kid needs is a night watchman.
You know, I hate to say it, George, but I think it's a little your fault, too. You don't know how to bring up a baby. You don't mother him enough.
Mother him? Say, I don't mind scrubbing and cooking and washing dishes for you, but I'll be darned if I'm going to run ribbons through my nightshirt to fool the baby.
Why, George, Travis, I'm surprised at you. Why, you almost talk about your own son as if you hated him.
Hated him? Oh, why, Diana, of course. Why, I love Junior. Oh, everything's gone wrong today, and I'm just a little cross, that's all. Hey, Junior. Why, Junior's as sweet as... Why, do you know what he did today?
What?
He actually said a word.
He did? What did he say?
He said oompa.
Umpha?
No, dear, umpha. It's a cross between mother and father. You know, umpha mother and fa for father.
Umpha. Oh, you just let your imagination run away with you.
Imagination? So you think your baby didn't say umpha? You probably think he's too stupid to say umpha. There you are, taking sides against your own flesh and blood.
Oh, I didn't say anything of the kind, George. I just said that.
Yes,
I
know what you said. I have ears, and all that I can say is you're a fine mother taking sides against your own baby. Why, you didn't even say hello to Junior when you came in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, Junior, dear.
He said it. He said it. My baby.
Oh, darling, I have a big surprise for you and Junior. I made a big sale today and got a whopping commission.
Oh, that's wonderful, darling. I'm going to give you a big kiss for that.
And I didn't forget you, George. Guess what I bought you?
Oh, Diana, not a...
Yes. An electric washing machine.
Oh, you darling. An electric washing machine. Oh, what more could a man ask for?
Well, there's nothing too good for my little husband.
Well, darling, since we're on the subject, I have a little surprise for you, too.
Oh, you have? What is it?
Oh, you're like all the other wives. You never notice anything. Don't you see I'm wearing a new suit? How do you like it?
Well, turn around. I don't like it. The pants are too long.
Oh, but darling, the boys are all wearing long pants this year.
Well, maybe I'm a little old-fashioned. But I liked it better when the boys wore knickers and showed a little more of their legs. And you have such nice legs, George.
Well, as long as you like my legs, well, maybe you'll like this.
What's that?
A bathing suit.
A bathing suit? Why, the bathing season is over.
Yes, but it was such a bargain, I just couldn't resist it.
Why, George, it has no top.
Of course not. None of the boys are wearing tops this year.
Well, you're one boy who's going to wear a top. You think I want all the women on the beach staring at my husband?
Why, it's the very same kind of a suit that Jim Morse wears.
That's all right for Jim Morse. He does a lot of things I wouldn't let my husband do.
Well, I notice you look at him hard enough when he comes on the beach. And I want to be just as attractive as the other boys.
Well, anyway, you're not going to wear it.
Oh, don't you think just because you're making the money here, you can order me around?
Either that bathing suit goes back or there's no washing machine.
No washing machine?
No washing machine.
Oh, well, all right, dear. Come on, honey. Sit down. I've cooked your favorite dish for you.
Oh, I'm not hungry.
Oh, so you stopped at the club again and had a bite.
Oh, by the way, I won't be home for dinner tomorrow night either.
Oh, business again, huh? Well, this time I'll go to the office with you.
Oh, no, you won't. You'll keep your nose out of that office. Remember, a man's place is in the home.
Oh, I suppose that good-looking stenographer of yours, Henry Maxwell, will be there again.
Oh, stop henpecking me. There you are, being jealous again.
Jealous? If I ever catch that fellow taking dictation from you while sitting on your lap, I'll break him in two.
Now, don't be silly. My relations with Mr. Maxwell are purely a matter of business.
Yes, I know his kind. Monkey business. He doesn't buy the expensive clothes he wears on the salary he's making. I'd better not catch you after I've given you the best years of my life.
Were those your best?
Oh, sarcastic again. Well, if anybody has a right to be sarcastic around here, I have. Not you. Some good times you've been having. Monday night to a prize fight, Tuesday night to a turkey's bath, last night out on business, and business again tomorrow night.
Wait a second. I haven't said anything. But you've been having a pretty good time yourself. You've been out to three bridge parties this week.
Oh, so you're going to throw that up to me. Oh, what do you expect me to do? Sit cooped up in the house all day waiting for you to come home? A man's entitled to play bridge once in a while as recreation from housekeeping.
All right, let's not quarrel, honey. Say, what's that sticking out of your closet?
Where? Oh, that. That's nothing, dear.
Well, maybe it's nothing to you, but it looks like a woman's skirt to me.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Oh, but it isn't, Diana, really.
What's her name?
What? Whose name?
The woman you have hidden in that closet. A traveling saleswoman, I'll bet.
A woman? Oh, why, darling.
Don't you darling me. Open that closet.
Oh, dear, please, don't.
Oh, while I've been working hard at the office trying to support you and our baby, some other woman has stolen your love. Open that closet.
I won't.
Open that closet or I'll break it down.
Oh, all right.
Why, it's just a dress.
Yes. I took that money you thought I lost at bridge and bought a dress for your big Christmas present. Now you've spoiled everything.
Oh, darling, George.
Don't touch me.
Oh, I'm a thief. Will you ever forgive me?
Oh, well, what are husbands for but to forgive?
There, dear. Wipe your eyes. What time is it?
7:30.
Oh, well, I'd better be getting back to the office.
Oh, back to the office again. Do I have to sit up alone another night waiting for you to come home?
Oh, I know it's rather hard on you. I've got it. Here's a dollar. Why don't you call up Fred Lewis and the boys and go to the movies? You can leave the baby with the Smith.
Oh, all right, but I'm getting sick and tired of being a neglected husband. Here, dear, here's your coat.
So long, darling.
Oh, wait a second. It might be for you. Hello? Yes? Oh, it is. I see. Yes, I'll tell her. Goodbye.
Who was it?
That was business. I mean your stenographer, Henry Maxwell. He said he'd be 15 minutes late for the theater tonight.
Oh, let me explain, dear.
Explain. You made your last explanation to me. Give me my baby.
George, where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm going home to Father.
Everyone has had his fling at arranging and presenting the most popular Christmas song of the day, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Ours not only includes the Norsemen and the Stewart sisters, together with two other well-known Christmas songs, but two which yours truly, two little songs that I used to sing in the primary grades in Westbrook, Maine.
Better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Holy night.
WEAF, New York. Val and Ernie Stafford. Recently returned from London, where they did very well, thank you. They may sound faint English, but they hailed from Fort Worth, Texas. Enter Val and Ernie Stanton.
Lord love a duck, Val. Here we are back on the American wireless. Strike me pink, Ernie, right you are. And to use an American slang expression, as they say in the sights, I'm glad they gave us the air. Rather, Sisyphus, am I right or am I right?
Right you are.
Not at all.
If any.
Or thereabouts, I shouldn't wonder.
You shouldn't wonder at what?
What you said.
Well, what did I say?
I haven't the slightest coincidence.
So have I. Here, will you leave off? We must carry on with a few imitations.
Right, Eddie, take a running kick at it.
I shall jolly well bash it about, old boy.
Yes, give it the doings. Shove off.
Rather, I shall do it in fair dinkum. And as they say in Australia, bonza.
Not off, but before you take off, if you don't mind my asking, who, why, and what are we going to imitate?
Well, I'm so glad you asked me.
Oh, it would make a difference.
Well, we'll carry on with the idea Rudy so kindly suggested. He thought that we, just being back from England, should give our idea of the real English comedians having a go at it.
Oh, I say, that's just ducky. Let's begin at the beginning.
Lovely. What a novelty. Now, here we go. Now, I'm discovered preambulating, sauntering, meandering, strolling, tramping.
You mean bumming about a bit?
Yes, no, certainly not. Now, don't be nasty, Val. What I'm doing is really walking out of a chemist shop.
A chemist shop? Oh, I say. Hadn't you better say drugstore, as they say in the States?
Thanks very much. Your suggestion has been adopted. Drugstore it is. But, I espy you coming out of a cafe, buffet, saloon.
Well, I really had to come out sometime, you know.
Granted, but come out, yes, but not thrown out.
Well, did I know that the bartender was an Irishman when I told an English joke?
Well, why didn't you turn the joke around?
Well, I did reach for a pretzel to give it a new twist.
Oh, what poppycock, such goings on. Now, at this point, I greet you with salutations, etc., and so forth. And being a gentleman and a scholar, you respond with like ilk.
Oh, give over, Ernie. Where am I going to get an elk?
I didn't say elk. I said ilk. Just the wording of a friendly greeting.
Lord love a duck, I accept your apology. You must go to my house and have a pot of tea and some scones.
Will you leave off? I want you to take a running scram at this one. Now remember, whatever I say to you, you say, I don't know.
Right-o, and all that sort of thing and stuff.
Right, now look, what is it that an elephant...
Oh, steady, 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 old boy, I can't imitate an elephant.
It's not an imitation, it's a pun.
Oh.
Now, what is it that elephants have that no other animals have?
Little elephants, oh, I do love having a go at a joke when I know the answer.
My word, so help me fish and chips, Val, you've gone and told the funny part.
Have I?
Of course you have. You should have said, I don't know.
Oh, sorry, old boy. Have another go at it. Happy landing.
Yeah, right you are.
Yes, carry on. Slash it about a bit. Take a flying leap at it.
Yes, now, look, this time I'm going to say to you, if a Chinaman goes into a dentist, what time is it?
Oh, lovely. Then I say, I don't know. What is it that elephants have that no other animals have?
Oh, here, wait a minute. Leave off. You're at it again. What do you want from me?
Little elephants. Oh, I say, I am enjoying this.
Joke over. I'll have to get you out of the zoo and away from the elephants. And you stop monkeying around. We'll get back to the dentist's office.
Oh, of course, of course. What happened to the Chinaman with the toothache?
Lord love a duck, Val, you're fared off. You're balmy. Up the pole, I believe you're crazy.
Oh, dear me. Don't cast asparagus. I'll have you understand that I'm a self-made man.
Are you apologizing or bragging?
Oh, dear.
Now, listen. A Chinaman goes into a dentist. What time is it?
What time is it?
Yes. A Chinaman goes into a dentist. What time is it?
Why, it's of,
I can see by that blank look on your face that you don't know. That you'll never know. So I'm going to tell you. It's 2:30. Understand? 2:30. 2:30. Now, he doesn't know yet. he's got it.
Little elephants, and they also have trunks.
No, that settles it. Go on, hop it, Governor, hop it. Do you hear something?
Not now.
No.
Well, I didn't know that you could imitate the ringing of a bell.
Hey, don't be a fool, you fool. That's not me. There must be someone at the door.
It can't be. The window's open.
You're both wrong, gentlemen. It's the telephone, and it must be important or they wouldn't call at this time. Here's the phone. Please answer.
Right you are. Give me the phone. Are you there? Yes, this end's ready. It is your nickel. You speak first.
It must be a Scotch phone.
No, I won't tell you who's this and tell me who's that. No. 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 Yes, I said no. Oh, over there. Yes, I think not. But it makes no, never mind. Oh, my. What do you think of that? Yes, of course. I know, but what date? The 15th of January? I beg your pardon, you said the 15th of February.
It might have been the 10th of December.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, my, yeah. Won't you sit down? Oh, you can't sit down. An accident. Somebody kicked you in the stomach when your back was turned? Yes, I get it. Oh, you got it. Yes, of course you did, yes. Well, goodbye then. What? You did. You say I did? He did? Oh, he didn't. He was going to. Ah, he couldn't. Oh, my. Well, goodbye.
I say, Ernie, who was that on the telephone?
A wrong number.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I say, Val, that band sounds terribly off-key. What are they playing?
Wrong number. Yes. A little joke over. Well, let's carry on with our imitations this time of music.
All right, just an imitation. Carry on. Do you play?
Do I play?
Some there.
You know that I played before the King and Queen of England.
Oh, lovely. A command performance.
Yes.
What happened?
They gave the wrong command. Was I boined up? What a nerve. Then,
oh, I say, Val, leave off. Where's your British accent?
I believe Rudy Valley's using it.
Rather. And if you're going to carry on with your imitation of music on those jolly gadgets, then we're going to augment you on an impeditia. It's time to take a running kick at it. Bash it about a bit, have a go. Give it the doings, do it in, take a flying leap and all that.
So okay, Toots.
Concoction from anything goes. Certainly Mr. Porter was brushed by the wings of the muse when he sat himself down to write this latest group of songs. This is, as if you didn't know, All Through the Night.
Forsaken me.
again. I can dream. I've the right to be close to you all through the night.
We dramatize now an incident from life, an actual experience that happened to Miss Peggy Poole.
The Frankenstein brothers.
I might.
We both live in a flat. What fright? Each night, we're kept up by a cat. We cut that cat's tail off and no more noise he'll make by heck. Cause we cut that cat's tail off away up to his neck. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. False teeth have no toothache. Hello, hello, hello.
Sad story of six women. Never trust a woman as far as you can throw a mule. Never trust a woman, or you're a doggone. I had a half a dozen and I was true to everyone. I had a half a dozen and ended up with none. The other night I took a book off the shelf, found out that history repeats itself. I read about King Henry and I discovered that he had the same kind of woman trouble as me. Six women didn't last me very long. Six women put the blues into my song. Six women done two good men wrong. Me and the Henry the Eighth. Six times I had to take it on the chin. Six times I took a chance and didn't win. Six times somebody else chiseled in on me and the Jaime the Eighth. Henry was a mighty king was he. Look what they did to a king. What chance was there for me? Six women made me take it like a chump. Six women gave it to me with a bump. Six women shattered all of faith in me and Henry the Eighth. The same as old King Henry, my first was Catherine, a long and lanky loving mama who was tall and thin. One day the fleet came in and there were sailors all about. Well, boys, the fleet was in and I was out.
Well, boys, the fleet was in and he was out.
My second was a redhead, and I think that her name was Anne. I walked into my flat one day, and there was a traveling man. He grabbed his hat and coat. I yanked out my .44. Well, Anne, he doesn't live there anymore.
No, Anne, he doesn't live there anymore.
I thought I'd try again. I got a girl whose name was Jane, and I was awfully good to her, but it was all in vain. One day I had a Frigidaire delivered to her door. But she ran off with the Iceman a half an hour before.
She ran off with the Iceman a half an hour before.
The fourth one weighed 200 pounds, the kind the Greeks prefer. Did you ever see a truck walking? Well, I did. That was her. And every day she beat me up till I was blue and black. So I telegraphed her husband to come on and take her back. The fifth one was a big, fat blonde, a black sheep in disguise. She had that sort of come up and see me sometime looking awry. She was the most peculiar lady, and I found out that she was a fake. So I sent her back with a note that said somehow it didn't take. Then came number six, a girl who gave me such a thrill that every time I kissed her, I gave her a dollar bill. And when I asked her where she got her tens and twenties to, she said, why, darling, everyone is not as stingy as you. Six women didn't last me very long. Six women put the blues into my song. Six women done two good men wrong. Me and a Henry the Eighth.
The English Singers, under the leadership of Mr. Cuthbert Kelly, organized by Mr. Kelly in London shortly after the war, This group of six singers has won international recognition as the most skillful interpreters of early English music. Since 1925, they have visited this country each year at Christmas time. We are honored to bring you their first radio concert this year. Mr. Kelly has selected three carols for tonight's program. The first, seldom heard in this country, is called I Saw Three Ships.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning.
And far was it, those ships away on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And far was it, those ships away on Christmas Day in the morning.
Our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Our Savior Christ and His Lady.
Going to sing the carol called Silent Night. Carol called We've Been a While a Wandering. It is supposed to be sung by wassailers. For several hundred years in England, it was the custom at Christmas time for these wassailers to go from house to house singing carols. Wassail means be well, or as we should say, good luck. This carol has for its refrain, may God bless you and send you a happy new year.
We've been the light of wandering amongst the leaves and green, but now we come along the things that change it to be seen. For it's Christmas time when we travel for a year. May God bless you and send you a happy new year. We are the daily beggars that beg from door to door. We are your neighbor's children, so we've been here before. For it's Christmas time when we travel far and near. May God bless you and send you a happy new year. Likewise the mistress too, and all the little children that round the table go. For it's Christmas time when we travel far and near. May God bless you and send you a happy new year. Oh,
bring about the tables ready to the fall. Bring about the holy Jesus on your birth. For it's Christmas time when we travel far and near.
While you're sitting by the fire, pray think of us poor children that wander in the mire. For it's Christmas time when we travel far and near. May God bless you and send you a happy new year.
Already more than 3 million people are eating the new Fleischmann's Nectar yeast.
Chitterbuck chip.
A Scotchman told his boys that Santa Claus would bring them lots of toys. On Christmas Eve he sneaked out, shot a gun off right outside. Then told his boys that Santa Claus committed suicide. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Hello, hello, hello.
Another Fleischmann G star with a notable cast of principals. This is Rudy Valley bidding you all good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.